This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kiwis and Dragons, a D&D adventure from Aotearoa, New Zealand, the home of hobbits. Our intrepid party of adventurers consists of Duncan Daynut, a fighter with a heart of gold and a brain of turnip.
Grandma Daynut used to say, an orc and his head are easily parted.
Undra Vermis, a drow necromancer with a fascination of death and a mystery to solve.
I put the nap in kidnap.
Tish Dusklight. A gnome bard that sings like an angel and talks like a mugger in a dark alley.
Just a small rock gnome living in a D&D world. She took the midnight portal to somewhere.
And Sjold Gunnvardsson, a war cleric who lets his hammer do most of the talking.
Tiden rinner som strömmen I en å. Yes, time runs like this. Like the current in a river.
Is it little legs?
Yeah.
What about if it was a raisin in the river? Would it run like that? Or is it have to
and
be a current?
Daylight savings, does it suddenly just stop and go back a little bit?
But fish,
and then like rush
but
forward?
Fish might eat if you put sultanas in there. I don't like fish.
No, you do. Fishes. You're not the biting ones, yeah.
Little oh, no, fishes. That was a good one, Scott. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, yes.
We join our group as making their way into what they believe to be a new realm or a new world, a fantastical world, a land that seems to be encased on all sides by cavern walls and a strange rolling sky, flashing colours through it, clearing up for stars and who knows what else. Briefly missing one of the party, the three made their way through the entrance where Cavan attacked by some leathery flying creature, which they defeated and tried to see if it could fly after death, failing miserably. And making their way across the first plains of this land, coming to the house of a half-giant. Upon meeting and greeting the giant, inquiring after their friend, and he disappears to return with an unconscious Undra. On an oversized table, wrapped in kind of tattered but clean-looking cloths. This is a very strange half-giant. What do you all do?
Undra!
Gonna cast Restoration and some heals on Undra.
Yeah. What do you cast exactly?
Lesser Restoration.
What does that look like when you cast it, Sjold?
So I need to, like, run up and put my hands on her.
Yeah, where do you put your hands exactly?
Steady on, pineapple. We've already started.
Yeah, come on! Crikey!
No, I'm like thinking you're like, is it like, yeah, where you like do this?
I'll put my hand on her head. Really, like, I was gonna say less filthy or dirt. Yeah.
Like your tummy.
Yeah, like when it's like when she's clean.
Oh, where she's just dirty as opposed to, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good way to do it. And then I will pray to Rowan and I will healer of disease or some condition that's afflicting her body.
You cast a spell before, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. The potency of which you feel the magic kind of flow through you is increased. Like you've never felt a spell linked through your belief and your patron god be as strong as this. And with that, you kind of Undra, your body kind of tenses, the muscles just spasm a little bit as your back arches and
pineapple
sinks back
down. Pineapple.
Like,
who's hit the mushrooms? Crikey.
You guys are filth, really.
you said all that stuff.
You started it.
You're telling this story.
Yep.
Moaning the action
was
just
there.
We are just pawns in your game, Dungeon Master.
Yes, yeah. I think last time I cast this was to cure hangover.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't react like that.
Needless to say, you find yourself coming through.
It's not getting any better, is it?
Whoa.
Well, I'm not surprised.
You cast a spell, you wake up.
Right? Awesome.
Nailed it.
Just trying to add a bit of fun to it all. And,
Takes that down to the edit.
Undra. What happened to you, Undra?
Oh, I don't know. I feel so spent.
well, we'll take care of you.
Where did you go?
Yeah, where have you been, mate? You must sit on the big cloaky thing.
Oh, I just went to a very, very dark place. No need to worry. I'm good now. I'm very good now. I have a very wonderful sense of well-being all of a sudden. Perhaps Sheldon, you and I could talk for a minute.
Yes, because we were really worried. We even left you a note.
I didn't write it.
Oh, that's because you're so stupid, Duncan.
That's right, yes.
She's fine.
Yeah,
she's a chipper.
Yeah.
So I just want to take you aside and have a talk to you.
All right. Child. Well, you talk amongst yourselves.
We'll go find out about.
I want to talk to the big giant person.
Oh, this is a weird dude here as well.
Oh.
And for that, you kind of look around and see them, and you see this this kind of half giant, maybe, I don't know, 12 feet tall. But he's as this has all happened, he's gone and sat back down, and he's got his book out, this kind of massive tome, big pages. He's just reading through them, glasses down, and these glasses are like hodgepodge and tied together with some form of rope. And this is very strange because you've never seen a giant wear these kind of spectacles for some sort of assistance to read. Yeah.
Should show him your sketches.
Oh, I'll go talk to him. Do you want to talk to Sheldon?
Yes. I'll just have a moment.
Okay.
So shall I go over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sweet. Go and talk to the nice man.
Can I go and tap him on his leg?
You do. I'm actually going to go with you two because I'm scared about what these two are going to talk about.
Yeah, so it's stressing, you know.
I don't know where that's going. Put a pin in it. Hello. Oh, she's awake.
Yes, thank you for looking after her, because we were quite worried about her.
Yeah, and he kind of, puts his book down next to... Well, I mean, she only appeared, but I don't know, a few hours ago, this morning.
Where did you find her?
Well, I felt this... Well, I saw this flash and this... I felt this kind of rush of air, and she was lying out there in the pumpkins.
Oh...
I know, very strange. I thought she was a caterpillar at first, and then I nearly squashed her, and then I went, oh, no, it's a person. Someone might come looking for that. And then I thought, well, not had a person in a long time, so maybe I'll wait, and if she wakes up, I've not had a person visit in a long time.
So maybe I'll wait for... That'll be fine, Dan, don't worry about it.
I'm not letting you do it again. So I thought I'd wait until she wakes up, and then I'd ask her where she came from. So where did you all come from?
Well, it was quite a complicated story, but basically we went through a magic portal where there was a hammer, and now we've come here, but we don't really know where here is. Where are we?
Well, it's easy. You're in the realm of Rowan.
Wow!
I don't know. It's ours and ours, but this is the land of the God of War. I mean, he doesn't wander round... very much, but his kind of temple lies yonder, and he kind of waves a hand nonchalantly in the direction that you have been travelling, far away to the north, and this is the place where his champions tend to come to realise their worth, I suppose. Yeah, that's funny, actually. There hasn't been one of those for a long time. Valak was the last of his champions to move through this land and spend his time at the Temple of Conflict. That was a while ago.
Can you define a while?
No. Not a long time.
Was it more than three?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. At least 3 centuries past, I'd say.
Use some big words that I didn't understand. But... So the temple's that way. Do other people live in the land as well as you? What was your name again? I've forgotten. Sorry.
Minok.
That's right. My very, very, very little
Minok. Minok.
Manuk. 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 And Manuk. He says that he kind of grinds the kind of the O's and the K in some kind of guttural version, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
But there are many things that live here. I'm a bit of what you would call a hermit or a loner. I like the peace and quiet. I like to read. But, there's many creatures that live here. Probably a little bit different to what you're used to, I'm imagining, but...
Are any of them dangerous?
All in that a lot of them are wild animals, but the ones in the sky tend not to be so. They like to fly and hunt and do their things. The ones in the water, particularly malevolent, they're annoying, those ones.
Oh, I'm not going in the water. I don't really like water.
And then, there's...
But talking of water... In this land, do they have such a thing as ale? Because I'm quite parched.
Yes, actually. Would you like some? I have some.
Oh, no. That's very kind of you. Yes, you could bring some out. That's not great.
He actually kind of gets maybe up. Maybe a pie? He brings a barrel out in his hand, and he's like, I don't have anything small enough.
For the barrel's fine. We can manage that. Don't worry about it.
Yes, I don't have little things for you to drink out of, so you figure that out, and he puts the barrel down. But help yourself. This is good to go. This an ale that I make here. It's quite delicious.
Oh, thank you, Manuk.
And any, do you do, like, pie or food?
No, many points to the kind of the animal roasting on the fire.
Yummy.
Maybe, I don't know, you can stay and have some food and share some stories, like I said. Not many visitors, so...
Oh, I've got some good stories, I have.
Yeah.
I thought it was Tish, she could sing you a song, she's a bard.
Oh, yeah. I very much like that, yes. But you creatures, yes, stay away from the ones in the water. They're not so good. And then, I imagine you probably would want to... are you here for what reason? One of you... Well, yes, of course. And he disappears on himself for a minute as if, like, a light bulb has gone off. He goes, one of you must... and the only way you could have been here if one of you is a follower of Rowan.
Oh, yeah, our French gold is.
Oh, I imagine he's making his way to the Temple of Conflict.
Oh, yes, I should imagine that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, the intelligent one resides there now, so I imagine he'll want to speak with her. But yes, and I can give you directions of how to get there, absolutely. Yes, and maybe you can do me a favour and take some things to some friends. They live on the outskirts of the temple, not far from it.
Oh, that's the least we could do, since you looked after our friend and gave us a big barrel of beer, you know.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. But, let me check on the food and get some vegetables in there. And we will have a drink. Can I leave you to crack the cask, Mr. Dwarf?
Oh, absolutely. I'm well onto that. Wonderful. And what I want to do is I want to just basically chop the top off and then put my head in it.
Yeah. Kind of comes out and it's like you're like splashed. And as you do that, you go, oh, yes, it's quite delicious, isn't it?
Is it delicious?
You've tasted a lot worse. I mean, you've tasted some better, but it's good.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. You've done a grand job, bro.
Oh, no,
that.
It's...
Tish, have some.
Oh, yeah, can I? Ooh.
And you have a good swig?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and he turns around and he goes, do you get the sight sweetness that comes from the pumpkin seeds? It takes a while. I have to chew them for about a week. And then I just let them macerate in my own saliva, and then after a little while, it just ferments perfectly that I can... the beer is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I got that. That's great. I'm getting definitely undertones of spit and pumpkin seed. I'm loving it.
Definitely had worse before in my mouth, so yeah, pumpkin seed. <seed's kind of fun.
laughs> Oh, I need to write that down on my parchment thing. Excuse me. And he disappears and like comes back with some vegetables while that's going on. What are you two up to?
Not guilty.
What happened?
I went to a very dark place, Schuld. It was frightening, and I believe
you're not. That's normally like your safe place.
Ah, this was a scary place. I mean, the spiders were cute, but they were a little on the nippy side. And then I had a vision of our of our spider queen, Lolth, who I believe is trying to take me to back to the Underdark. I don't want to frighten the little ones, but I think we're going to have to watch our backs a little.
I think we're going to watch our fronts too, because...
Well, I'll watch that for you. No need to worry the little ones. We'll just be careful now, yes? Perhaps it was just a vision.
Does this happen often, or has it...
No, not like this. This was... I'm not crazy. Yeah.
No.
What do you say? I'm not crazy? No, not at all. But I don't belong down there with the cruel hateful drow.
Oh, yeah, but we don't seem
can't
to be...
kill
in...
all of them.
No, we don't have that much time.
No. So,
but do you know why this queen wants you?
Well, I am pretty amazing. I know that, but
so are you like a princess or?
No. My family had hard times and landed up murdered and I survived, and I do not know. And she wants to know. She wants to experiment on me. I think she wants to take me apart piece by piece and dangle me in a museum somewhere.
Oh,
I think
that doesn't sound like amusing at all.
No,
we're the ones that's going to be doing the dangling.
Yes, we will, won't we? Let's do a bit of that now before we go and join the others.
Yes, fade to black.
So at that point, you both see in the corner of your eyes Duncan stuffing his head in a barrel, which he's taken the top off of beer. And
do they actually have to climb on top of the barrel?
His legs are definitely kind of like...
Yeah, like I'm afraid they're going to drown.
Oh, but yeah. That would be... What a way to go, eh?
Yeah. Get out of the way, it's my turn!
It's a bit like that scene in Willow, where the little things fall in the beer and comes out like, beer! As Manute comes back over, he kind of bypasses you and he's got this oversized vegetable and he's like, I completely forgot that somehow I had this. And he kind of like ducks into that, almost kind of excitedly running and comes back and he's got this kind of gnarly looking stick. And you see some form of vine wrapped around one end of it, almost like a handle. And he goes up to it and he just taps whatever fruit he's just brought over and it just... just shrinks down to size. And he goes, I forgot I had this. I could have got you a cup after all, Duncan. And he's basically...
Have you got something to do like the reverse of that?
Yes, I mean... And he taps the fruit again and... So it seems like he has in his possession a wand of enlarge and reduce. and that kind of is like, well, you don't think the cows were that big originally, do you? I mean, they... Sometimes I go and get little things and I make them bigger because I don't know. It's been so long ago, I don't know where I came. I have to go through my journals.
Have you got a spare one of those?
No. This is how I survive. I mean, otherwise I'd be eating tiny pumpkins and... watch this, Master Dwarf. And he goes to the bar and he taps it. Suddenly there's this like kind of vat of beer in front of him. And he just like picks it up and starts chugging out of it and puts it back down.
Is it swimmable then?
Probably could be, yes.
Right, I gotta go for a swim in the beer.
Yeah, I will not drink any of the beer that the dwarf is swimming.
Okay, fair enough. Sure. Can you, as you're talking, can you make, let's say all of you just make a perception check, general perception check.
Oh, we were having such a nice time.
And that's going to be a 24.
Well, 14 for me. I'm probably more concerned about swimming in beer.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah, so you're a bit dazed and confused. You're still kind of like wondering whether you should be dry retching.
Yeah.
You're looking over the giant. He's got many scars on this kind of grey mottled skin. Many scars, and a lot of them look quite old.
Yeah. I'm going to question my...
Number of markings on his skin, letters that some of you are not really familiar with or don't know, very faded. His eyes are kind of a deep green and quite wise. Everything you've seen about him sets him apart from a regular giant. They're normally quite dumb, unintelligent creatures. But he seems to read and... be able to cast, and yeah, it's quite a fantastical thing to be in this world. The other thing you do notice that he wears a ring around his finger, one of his mid-fingers. It looks like a silver band, quite thick. Yeah, on you it would be the size of a, you know, like, kind of like a, something go around your leg, maybe. But these kind of black kind of lines running horizontally, running vertically all the way around the ring as he kind of moves his hand away, and he tucks his, he kind of shrinks the fruit back down and kind of breaks it in half and puts it around the coals of the fire, and he puts the belt back in the wand back in his belt. For you guys, the wand would be like a lump of drift. Yeah, it's big, too big for you to handle. And he kind of looks at you as you look at him, and goes, "So,
yeah,
you're the one that follows our Lord."
Oh, are you also a servant of Rowan?
Well, I would not be here if I was not.
All right, so where is here exactly?
I mean, you're in the land that he resides in, or he made. I don't know. You could say the gods all made their own home of some form, and those that wish to be champions of Rowan come here to pay their respects.
I expected it to be like more war and maidens and big feasts.
Well, yes, there's a balance to war. There's always the adrenaline of battle and the noise, and there's always the calm afterwards. That moment where everything is quiet and the tension is at its zenith, and then the chaos. And then the death, and sometimes I wonder if he built this land in this way because you cannot always live your life like that. And some peace and quiet, beauty, and yeah, that is my take on it. But yes, so you'll want directions, I'm sure, to the Temple of Conflict where you must go.
Undra. Do you know where we're supposed to be heading? Like, this Temple of Conflict sounds like a place where we should go, right?
I believe so, yes. Yes, yes. Who did you say was at the Temple of Conflict? Is somebody there?
Just an empty building? I have not travelled for a long time. I have heard rumours and tales of a wise being holding abode there now. Like I said to your friends, it's been a while since a champion of Rowan has graced this land. Valat was the most recent, and he numerous centuries past.
I will champion this land to make it great again.
Well, if you've made your way here, then you should be able to. And it is good to know that I thought that the pathway here... destroyed. There's been no one here for such a long time, but it seems that one of the gateways to this realm has been discovered again.
Yes, it was hidden down in deep in a mountain.
And you are, and he looks around, it's a silly question, but from the world of solitude, the world of man, this is where you are from? The cold lands and the coasts?
Yeah. But I moved to warmer climates.
Well, I believe if my memory serves me, there is the ability to return in the temple, a gateway to take you home if you so wish. You're more than welcome to stay here, but anyway.
No, I still got things to do back home.
Well, let us eat and trade tales and You may make good time. I mean, the one thing of this land is the shades and the shadows take the realm, but it's never really fully dark. So you rest and travel at your whim.
Oh, Shold, watch this. Bomb! And I climb up on the edge of the barrel and just do a bomb into it.
Do it!
Spill beer everywhere.
Yeah, and also, like, I just want us to point out, like, I wasn't actually checking the giant out, like, checking out his muscled chest and looking deeply into his eyes and then checking if he was married. Like, that wasn't the thing, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm just making sure that came across.
Thank you. Probably, checking him out, yeah. Yes.
Right. Well, you, for maybe the next hour or 2 hours, you drink to your fill and eat, and you, as much as you have the ability to continue, you probably not in a state, especially Duncan, who has done his best to consume his body weight in ale.
Oh, absolutely. I've got it absolutely ratted.
Nice.
Which you do. Kind of, to the amusement of Manup. And he kind of leaves you all and invites you to stay.
Right, Manup, arm wrestle.
I'm totally watching this. Go, go, go. Do it, do it. Take him.
Yes.
No, 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 this is not fair.
I know, but, you know, I'll give you a chance.
He goes, I have a better idea.
And he pulls out his wand of enlarge and just taps you on the shoulder. The Duncan now stands maybe, like, 8 feet tall, surprising himself.
Wow.
Well, then let's do
this. This is a bad dream.
Look at me. I'm all big and everything. Look at you, little short Undra. Look at your tiny little shoulder.
Oh. You're just your midget. It's not even talking to you now. Get out of the way. Get over there, you big
All right, so we're going to roll a strength check versus a strength check. Yeah. You can put your strength modifier up to plus +5.
Cool.
Minook. Yes. Don't hold back. If you break his arm, it's okay.
Do it.
But I can fix him.
You know, teach him a lesson.
If we want.
Cheeky bird.
All right, then.
Right, here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I got 16 plus 5, so that's 21.
Oh, I got 13 plus 7, that's 20.
Oh! Boom!
No. And this is the moment where it's like toing and froing and toing and froing, and he's like, he's getting some kind of good ground on you, and then he looks at you, and then suddenly his smile starts to drop, and Duncan starts to giggle, and he starts to come back, and then just with a final thrust, Duncan slams his wrist onto the table, and a big cheer goes up, and he just cracks up. He's laughing.
The ground shakes.
This is.
That was awesome. Thanks for making me bigger. That was great fun.
Yes, yes. I'm not sure the world is ready for someone of your strength and intellect. Mr. Large Dwarf, and he takes the wand out, and fair is fair, and he taps you, and you shrink back down to your regular size. But I am impressed. Strength is clearly one of your talents.
Oh, I go as far as that's my only talent.
Well... we do what we do best. Well, I am going to excuse myself. I have a lot of excitement. I'm going to add a lot of beer, and I'm going to sleep, I think. So feel free to leave upon your leisure. I will be awake in a few hours, I'm sure, and I will... I'll get it now. And he stumbles away and comes back with this kind of map, and he says, in case I'm difficult to rouse in the morning. On your journey to the north, to the Temple of Conflict, take the lake that spans... you have to cross the lake that spans the world. But choose wisely. I said the creatures of the water are malevolent beasts and find it harder to feed, so they take what they can. Past the two ranges, you need to look... for the stones that resemble rearing horses. And that will mark your choice of path, your direction, either side of the grey waterfall. And then you will find the crack in the wall. There's a small hamlet that lives there, just this side of that. And he has a small package for you. And he goes, please deliver this to a friend of mine there. You need to ask for Missan.
Sorry, for who?
Missan. M-E-S-A-N. Yes,
did you get that, Undra?
And please say that this is from Manook. And this is kind of bundle package tied up. Yes, and he kind of gives you this little map. And says, maybe I'll see you. Maybe I will just sleep. But it's been fun having visitors. Thank you.
Well, thank you for looking after our friend and for your hospitality. You've been a most genial host.
Oh, you're welcome. and he disappears into his kind of the hut where he resides, and you very quickly hear dark, kind of deep snoring, and the sound of sleep coming from inside.
Right. Well, I'm absolutely trolled, so I think we should have a little sleep and then head off in the morning.
Agreed. I could do with a little nice. My head is very sore.
Mine isn't, but it will be in the morning. I'm pretty certain about that.
So we have a sleep. You have a long rest. Those of you who have taken a little bit of damage or cast spells, they will come back to you.
Where has Manuk put the wand?
Oh, he took it with him. And as you awake, the fire is smouldering. The cows are in the paddock, oversized. There seems to be no sign of your giant friend. The cot or the bed that he's made is tidy. There's a number of what look like kind of large books, and some smaller ones in the hut.
Where has he gone?
I don't know.
Is there some kind of bed? Is he hanging from a tree? What has he done?
Well, we don't really need him, do we? We just got to go to the temple of conflict.
Temple. Yeah.
It sounds like a right barrel of fun.
Grab some breakfast and then we should...
Oh, yeah, let's eat some breakfast of some of that meat and vegetables. Not so heavy on the vegetables for myself, to be honest.
Do you want a quick beer before we go?
No, I think I'm all right this morning.
Okay, cheeky.
Can you just roll a constitution... just a constitution saving throw, let's say.
I can, because that's my strong point. Oh. I missed there. I might still be a little bit hungover.
In the tray.
Oh, no. That wasn't good.
Dear.
That
would have
been 12.
Oh, no, okay. No, 10 was a DC. Just to see if you were actually functionable. The effects of a hangover, not really grasping you too much like they did your friend's shoulder, and you kind of seem to be able to function without any disadvantage to your day. So you have directions, you have a map, you kind of have an idea roughly of where you're going. As you kind of look at the map that he's given you, you can see that the... this body of water, which seems to span the entire continent, is wider on one side than the other. Now, on the wider side, there seems to be three small little kind of land, kind of islands spreading across the width of the body of water. There's no sense of proportion to the map. You get an idea that this isn't just you're going to be like crossing a small sea of some sort. Ranges behind that of hills with intermittent forests and woodlands, and then you can see another body of water splitting the land. There's no indication on the map which side the rock formation that he mentioned is. So he mentioned that the side you need to take is determined by two rearing horses, but it's not indicated on what side that is, which is a conundrum. But
that looks like a crevice to me.
Anyway.
I had thought that myself, yes.
I thought that was the title of your sex parchment.
He's learning.
So the question is, do we go via the three islands where it's wider, but we can have a little rest on the islands, or do we try and get across the narrower bit?
Well, whilst you're thinking that, hold that thought, where you're standing now, looking down this smaller range, you remember the first time when you came out of the cavern, you could see that massive body of water. You get the impression that it's at least half a day's walk away from this point now. So you imagine you've got a little bit of time to make that decision.
I guess we've got to walk to the east or to the west, depending which way we're going to go.
Do we believe that this is a land of giants? He is a half giant. Do we believe this is a normal-sized land? Seeing as he was making the vegetables bigger so that he could eat them.
All of the animals that you guys have seen so far seem proportional, but just a little bit different, a little bit more fantastical or magical in some strange way.
But he liked a big cow.
Well, yes, he did.
He liked to eat it, didn't he, I suppose?
Yes.
Cool.
Trust no one.
Yeah. I think there might be lots of tests. I'm not even sure if any of this is real.
Oh, it's real. I went swimming in beer and I arm wrestled a giant. A big giant. How much more real can you get than that?
Yes. Definitely real. Yes. And the magic vanishing giant. Yes. Mm. Yes, seems fine to me.
Right, which way are we going? Left or right?
Well, there is a pathway now that you can spy from the bottom of the hill. Seems like a limestone track of some sort, or a trodden path that you now notice. And it seems to lead straight down the middle in some form of meandering kind of direction, heading generally north the way you wish to go.
Do it. Let's follow the path, eh?
Yeah.
I presume that's what we're doing. We're going to the temple for you, Shaud, eh? That's what we're doing,
in a possible way.
We're going there for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, we should head for the islands, I think, and just we can maybe get some better understanding of what's actually going on here.
Okay.
I want to keep as undercover as I possibly can.
Sweet.
As you spend the next few hours making the journey, it is... there is no attack on you, no dangers, as it were. Things you do notice, though. At one point, you're wandering and you see a herd of what look like horses.
Oh, steady on, Tish.
Yeah. Off in the distance.
Oh, just about we ways away. Crossbow, just about.
But the horses are coats of white with black stripes across their body, running from top to bottom. They're kind of fantastical creatures that you've never seen before, or especially these markings.
Well, I've never seen a horse like that before. I think I would call it a zebra.
Sounds cool. Yes. As long as it stays way over
like
there.
The zebra never gets enough attention in the animal world. Yes.
In the distance like above, a bird.
Giraffe.
Flying overhead. the bird off in the distance it's got a wingspan. It's quite impressive even from this distance, and you wonder in real life how actually big it is. The ceiling kind of miasma of colours and so on at the moment is very kind of calm. Those clouds are just floating past. There seems to be a more serenity to it. Occasionally over the course of the trek, the 2 hours, say, you've been, flashes of colour roll across the sky in ribbons, kind of oranges and purples turn into blues and greens as they just disappear.
So does it seem like quite random in the sky, or is there some sort of pattern, you know, repetitive pattern to it?
Over the course of the first 2 hours you've been travelling, you would have seen that happen a couple of times. So it's not like on the air every hour, but it's the same thing happens. Whereas yesterday it was kind of a rolling maelstrom of clouds, here it's just like a nice flow of a steady, it's gentle movement.
Good programming.
I think we're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
He said the birds were all right, though, didn't he? He said the birds were all right. It was just the things in the water.
In the water, yeah.
I was rather hoping we wouldn't have to go in the water.
Yeah.
You'd be right.
So, as you're moving along, that bird you saw, slowly as you're watching it, starts to get bigger and bigger. And then you realise that that's been heading our way and getting quite big for a while. And you look and you realise that it's still quite a distance.
They like to hunt, don't they?
Is it a wyvern?
And as the creature moves into range, you try and guess. Can everyone just make an intelligence check, please?
Oh, don't.
All right, here we go. You can rely on me, people.
Yeah, all right.
Don't mate. All right. Yeah.
Ooh.
What is that? Intelligence.
That was a 16 minus 2, so that's 14 for me.
Wow.
All right, I got a 12.
Woohoo! I got a natural 20.
Huh? 21.
We are so cool.
Well, Tish and Andrea, you kind of actually just chattering as you're walking along.
Just piss around the bonfire when I did a good intelligent roll, weren't you? The pair of you.
as Shaud and Duncan, you gain the impression that this creature is quite large. The two of you, seeing the wingspan and they're coming in and it's getting bigger, and you're kind of estimating that the wingspan at the moment of that bird is going to be probably about 100 feet across.
Are we heading towards the trees now?
And as it glides down,
you've seen that pterodactyl.
As it glides down, maybe about 50, 60 feet away from you, this bird just swoops in. And as it hits the ground just trembles. And as you see, it just rips up
a number of those deer, those green kind of fur deers, and just kind of starts cranking down on one of them. As its wings fold in, they kind of sit back maybe 50 feet, kind of rich blue markings from its kind of red red eye skin lead into a white kind of underbelly and these massive red tail feathers.
Is it like a bigger version of something we've seen before, or is it just totally alien to us?
No, it looks like enormously a bird of some description, but it's just huge in its size. The unearthly size of it is almost terrifying. This thing could snap you in half with its kind of beak, or grab you in its talons. You would have nothing to do with it.
Settle down, you.
What are you doing?
I'm hiding in a tree, staying out of the sun. I can't.
Are there trees and stuff we could hide in?
Yeah, there's a little thicket of trees, not far from you. So, as this creature, which for everyone is effectively a rock, so it's a gargantuan creature, is currently feeding. And as it you move away, can I just have everyone make a stealth check, please?
Oh, here we go.
Shoot.
16.
Stealth.
12.
Very quiet, 16.
24.
13, that was really good for me.
Really good for you.
As you move away, it's just you're kind of very quiet, and the creature, though, from the faintest of kind of like movement, you see its head just stop. And just look over to the thicket you're heading with. I rolled a natural 20. And it just looks at you as it cracks down on these bones or whatever it is eating. Mm. And its head just flicks to one side as it kind of like its head scoots down and looks and watches you from the trees. And then it drops back down, picks another creature up in its mouth. And then suddenly its wings just... And they reach and span out nearly 200 feet in total, you guesstimate. And as it launches off, the gust that it kind of pushes out just reaches you in the thicket. And as it does, it just grabs another creature in one of its massive claws as it just swoops off into the air, heading off into the distance.
Wow.
That was cool.
That was pretty cool. It's a bit scary.
Yeah.
It's a bit scary.
I was half thinking, like, we could fly it over the water, but...
Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking it'd terrify me. So
yeah, but it's in those bloody harpies. It looks like it had some sort of manners.
We would have to hope that it was going to go over the water and in the direction that we wanted to, unless we know how to drive
it's not flown on a lot of animals.
Does it fly like a long way away, or does it just fly nearby?
It actually does fly not too far away as it comes down onto another... Yeah, it's probably about a quarter of a mile away, I guesstimate, and it lands again and seems to just continue to devour something.
I think we should probably avoid it.
Yeah. But where it landed, like, did it drop any feathers?
It did not, no.
Oh.
Yeah, let's keep going away from over there.
Duncan.
Uh-oh.
Can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
What?
As at the same time you hear this... Shh. Quiet. What? Can't help it.
16.
Boom.
So wise.
It's all the wisdom that Grandma Dana has given me over the years.
What are you doing? Don't do it. Shh. They'll find us. And you hear, you feel this kind of like this power just wash through you, Duncan. And you feel your body start to contract and shrink. And then you're like, this is no good idea. And you kind of use your dwarvish resolve and you wash away you push away the effects of the spell that is being cast on you. No, you shouldn't have done it. Now they know we're here.
Can I see where it's come from? I look around and just say, I think someone's just tried to magic me. Was it any of you lot?
No.
Not guilty today.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I felt a distinct tingling, and it wasn't the good kind.
Oh.
No.
Maybe it was the beer.
Or did you sit in something in the bushes?
Can I get you three to make a quick perception check?
Yeah.
That's a 26.
16.
12.
Can I have that one as well?
You can, yes. Yeah.
No, I won't bother.
No. 26. So at the moment Duncan's like, whoa, you see this little flash as this little tiny green-skinned butterfly, but you correct yourself because it's not a butterfly. There's a little tiny little human being with auburn hair coming down. And as Duncan says, hey, you see this thing just like materialize and then just like, ooh, and then looks at you, and just disappears
hey,
again.
Hey, you! That's a little green thing.
Have they fairies?
Fairies?
Or like butterfly fairies? Leprechauns?
What, like a fae just tried to magic me?
It looked more like a butterfly.
Butterfly. It wasn't one of them pikes, was it?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Smaller, much smaller. But here in this world, I mean, I don't know, but...
Well, they just tried to do something to me.
Yeah, like probably nothing good, though.
No, I don't think it was.
You feel something just, like, land on your shoulder.
Oh, just something landed on... Ow! Is it an owie feeling?
Well, it's like a little seed or an acorn type thing. It's, I don't know, something like that size. Yeah, just like...
Hey, someone threw something at me!
And then you look over, you see this little thing, like... A little tiny little, best to describe as a pixie, sitting on the maybe the little tiny branch of a tree, looking at you like, hello.
Hi, pixie person thing.
And all the while, like, looking at you, looking at the others, like, are you friendly?
I am. Couldn't say much about those three, but no, they're all right. What's your name? I'm Tish.
Millie. Millie's my name.
Hi, Millie. is there heaps of you here? Millie the pixie.
And you kind of hear some kind of whispering. There's a few of us. And I feel we could turn you all into frogs if we wished. So you better be nice.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not really good at being a frog.
Because you're in our... this is where we live. Who are you? What are you doing here?
But if we're frogs, we can cross the water.
Oh, we could. We're on a quest.
Are you? Where are you going?
To a temple for our friend... and then apparently we might be able to go home from there because we're not from here, and it's really nice though.
And as you're talking, you hit and another two little like pixies flutter and leave a little trail of sparkle dust as they fly across onto little trees. They're like, "You're on a quest. Where are you going? This is awesome. We could help them." And they'll kind of like whisper between themselves.
Because Millie, we don't know how to get across the water. Apparently we have to go across the water or something.
The water's really dangerous.
Oh, we heard there was weird things in it.
Duncan, you feel a little tugging at your shorts, and you look down and there's this little... really, really, really sorry, but I just really saw you and wanted to turn you into, like, a butterfly. And cool. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. That was really rude.
Oh, I would have quite liked being a butterfly.
Like, he's really good at flying.
That would have been good. Well, anyway, no harm done.
Okay, and they're kind of all... And by the time they've all come together, there's six of these little pixies, and they all introduce themselves. Millie seems to take the lead, and she's got this little kind of tiny little woven kind of little circlet of kind of flowers which are across her little auburn hair, and she's got this little tiny stick, gnarled twig in her hand. And so you are trying to get across... The water. We could help you.
Really? Yeah. They could help us, guys.
Make a trade. What have you got that we might like?
Yeah, what have you got? Shinies? Cost us?
Have you got shinies?
Shiny thing. Ooh. Have I still got that? I don't know.
How would you help us get across the water?
Thank you.
Well, she comes up to you and she goes, can you... Ellie, come here. Yep. Go on, do it. You have to let her do this, okay? Promise? And we'll show you how we can help you.
Mr. DM, do we know anything about sort of dealing with Fae or...
I don't know, do you?
No, I don't think my character would know anything about it. But
They seem... But, I mean,
have some shiny... stones in our pockets just reminding us that we could do a deal.
Oh, that's a roll of four. So that's
genuinely friendly.
So that's going to be 11.
She's genuinely friendly and seems like they want to help you.
Okay, yeah.
In exchange for something that they require.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah,
let's show me what you can do.
Ellie comes up and she's like, and you accept what happens. And as you all look, you see Duncan just and change into, best to be described as a trout, flopping on the grass.
Fishy!
Oh, Duncan fish.
So, like, we could do that.
Oh.
Or, like, anything like that.
He doesn't like that. Like,
he got hurt by some fishes.
Please, like, fix him. Like, he doesn't like that. That's probably his worst nightmare.
I don't think that's going to work.
Like, turn him back now, please.
Okay. And you're like, find yourself on the floor flipping around.
Oh, no, that was terrible. I thought I was going to be a butterfly. I love butterflies. Yeah, I don't want to be a fish. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He's going to get eaten by something in that lake if he's a fish.
Yeah.
Samantha likes to do the butterflies. I like the fishes.
Samantha Honeybot, yes.
So we can do that.
Thanks.
That might help you get across.
Oh, could we turn into one of those great big huge hawk things that look cool?
Yes. A
rock. Could you turn us into a rock?
Oh, yeah, a rock.
It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
We could possibly... We could turn you into a bird.
That would be good.
Maybe not as big as those things, but yes. Bird could be done.
So yeah, we could do that.
Yes.
So, like, Millie flitters along. Just, so, yes, I mean, we could do that for you now. The spell would last long enough for you to get across the water. It's only maybe an hour away from here to the edge of the lake, and then you could fly across, or we could turn you into something that swims across if you wish.
Not swimming, not going in the water.
We've been told that there's lots of dangerous things in the water.
Oh, this is true. Yes, that's probably a good idea then. You'd probably get eaten if you're a fish.
Is there other dangerous things out there, Millie?
Lots of things are dangerous. I mean, we're dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're tough as nails. Completely caught us off guard. It was quite exciting.
But we could take you, we could come with you to the edge of the lake, and then we could turn you into whatever you wish for you to get across. And if you could give us something that was shiny that we could put in our home, then that would be wonderful.
Oh. No, because your home, our shiny things are quite big.
Oh, don't worry, we can crush your little house.
We have these lovely, like, silver discs. Would you like those? I'll show her a silver piece.
Make a persuasion check.
I don't know what they want. I'm just like spitballing here.
You're going in cheap.
Yes. 5.
She's like, three or four. I'm like, no. One of them's like, oh, could we get one each?
Oh, yeah.
How many are you?
There's only six here, that's what
just
I meant.
Six, yes.
That's shiny. We could have one each. Yes, and it seems that they are obviously not quite aware of what it is you're showing them, and that seems shiny, and you have to happen to pull out a particularly clean silver piece. So
let's polish them.
Dang, should have gone with the copper.
So we have a deal. We'll watch you from the lake edge. You have an hour to get across. You should be able to do that. It's quite wide. The thinnest part would take you about an hour to cross. The wider part, maybe 2-3 if you were swimming, but if you were flying, you should be able to cross at any point.
Maybe an hour.
And then the spell, we would just have to concentrate for an hour and then hope that nothing came along and did something that we would lose concentration, because that would be terrible, because then you would change back to whatever you were and be like, ooh, splash.
And you won't change us into something small as a hummingbird or a...
Would it be
a good size? Like the size that we are, but a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But also, like, there aren't any boats around here. Like,
what's a boat?
It's like a piece of, like, a log that you can ride on.
There's logs, but not ones that you would want to ride on.
Okay.
And with that, Millie comes over and says, well, shall we go? I really want to get those shiny things in our house. We could have a party. We could do some of those things with the drinks. And yes, and they're all very excited. Mm. And with that, they kind of flutter off, leaving this little trail of sparkly dust behind them. And they go and they turn around like, Come.
Right. Let's follow them. We can decide what we're going to do when we get there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as they take you the last hour, as you move up towards the lake that spans the world, ready to make a wee deal with some pixies, we will hold it there for the session.
Whoa. Oh, gosh, Dan.
I don't know if they're going to, like, just drop us in the middle when we're halfway across.
Yeah, I'm like thinking, pixies. Like, in full armour. Yeah.
Yeah, they just lose concentration to a big wide hawk or something. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm scared.
But, you know, it beats swimming.
Well, this is next week, everyone, to find out whether we've made a really stupid decision.
Or we will make many more.
Yeah.
No, but our tracker says that's going to be an awesome decision because we don't make any stupid decisions.
Oh, this is true.
All part in our plan.
Yeah. So, plenty. Check out our Facebook page, our website, Kiwis and Dragons, Instagram, YouTube, so you can see us being stupid. And if you're enjoying the show,
award-winningly stupid.
Oh, award-winningly stupid. We have won a radio award for a podcast. If you enjoyed it, please spread the word, tell your friends, copy some of our Facebooks and share them. That'd be brilliant. Thanks, everyone. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.